This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Robb.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday, but it's not Wednesday. See what I did there?
You're so sneaky.
Well, it's TGL Tuesday, so we know it's not Wednesday.
That's right. TGL Tuesday. Sports Bros here. Rob.
Sada.
That's me. Big Sooks right over there.
A lot going on right now.
There is. Minwoo just chunked a chip.
Minwoo, you guys hate.
Can't stand them.
I got playoff hockey on the line basically with this. We've got
What does basically mean?
Well, the Red Wings at this point. Every game.
Horschel didn't hit it either.
Every game for the Red Wings at this point is a playoff game. We haven't made the playoffs in 10 damn years. We're right on the cusp. Playing the best team in hockey. Big things are happening right now.
Well,
and oh, by the way, that NCAA tournament thing started.
Yeah, first four underway, and the NIT is underway.
Oh, hot! What was it? South? Who got uninvited from the NIT?
Oh, that story.
South Alabama. I think.
South Alabama. Someone was like all sorts of pissy. I didn't care because it was
real
the NIT.
Upset.
So, yeah, someone was unceremoniously dumped from the NIT.
Ceremoniously, I believe is the word you're looking for there.
Isn't it unceremoniously dumped?
Yes.
All right.
UC Riverside.
Yeah, what happened to them?
Well, they invited two teams and should have only invited one.
Yeah.
And that kept another team out, I think. It was two different tournaments, wasn't it?
I don't know. I just saw that someone was upset that they got bounced from a tournament, and then I saw it was the NIT, and I was like, oh, I don't care.
So UC Riverside became a viral social media story Sunday night as the NIT announced its 32-team field. They were included in the bracket with a game scheduled for March 18th against Santa Clara. The one problem was that the Highlanders had already accepted a bid into the CBI.
Oh, the mighty CBI.
So they were in both tournaments. But of course, NCAA rules dictate a school may only participate in one postseason tournament, so they had to go with the NIT, and that knocked somebody out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Someone got booted.
I've stopped caring.
Someone was pissed, but does anyone care, including the teams that play in those? Does anyone care about those tournaments?
Yeah, South Alabama got a call from the NCAA inviting them to the NIT at 9:30 last night. Well, this is a tweet from that night.
Yeah.
And it says, bloop, bloop, bloop on the Fan Sports Talk here.
Because we have obviously the NCAA tournament, and then we have the NIT, and then we still have the CBI. I think the CIT might be gone.
Yeah, I think that's gone.
So do we just have the three now? Is that what we're dealing with?
So they got a call from the NCAA inviting them to the NIT at 9:30 last night because UC Riverside was locked into the CBI. They were told that they were 100% in. The NCAA called back about an hour later and said they no longer had a spot for them after head coach Richie Riley had already told his team they were in.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
He had to go break the shattering, heartbreaking news.
He did. He had to go break their hearts.
Boy, I bet that was a killer.
Oh, my God. Did he miss it again? What is he doing?
Would you please?
Who is winning?
There is
what is occurring?
I have never seen between holes you right more now. Distracted. What are you pay more attention during Kansas basketball games. This damn TGL is taking the show over.
It's a big thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
The first round?
It is not.
The first round of the TGL playoffs?
This is the semis, dude.
I thought
and also the first round.
Yeah.
It's the first round.
Well, it's the semis. The winner goes to the finals, bro.
Really? There's two rounds of playoffs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's only four.
They'll take on the New York City Golf Club.
Again, this is one of the dumbest things that anyone has ever that's ever come to fruition. And I always feel bad when Scott Van Pelt has to sit there and pretend that he's interested in it.
So coming up here, we've got an interesting sports ranking. We have viral video news, and I've got a Tracy Morgan follow-up.
Yeah.
Tonight we'll get to the White Lotus-themed world tour that Four Seasons is offering. That'll be in the club.
That none of us can afford.
But right now, at 5:11 p.m., it is time. Well, actually, it's not time. It's 11 minutes late.
Yeah, but
technically,
it's kind of on time.
It's the Hot 5 at 5.
It's the ballpark.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Yeah, put it in there!
Number five.
College basketball's All-American team is headlined by Duke's Cooper Flagg.
Turns out he's good at basketball.
He and Auburn's Jonai Broom. Is that how you pronounce it? Did we determine Jonai?
Jonai, I think.
Jonai Broom. The other unanimous selection. They are joined by three guards, Purdue's Braden Smith, Florida's Walter Clayton Jr., and Alabama's Mark Sears.
Yeah, I think Broom and Cup, or Cup, for God's sakes.
I think Cooper Cup,
he got introduced today with Seattle, and he had a hilarious press conference. Talked about building something special up there in Seattle.
What was funny about it?
Well, just you have to do the reason why you signed in Seattle and the culture they're building there, and he feels great things coming. Yeah, no, you didn't. They just gave you the most money, and you're from Washington. But no, Flag, they're the only two that have any sort of reasonable odds to be the NCAA Player of the Year when you look at the betting markets. Yeah, Flags!
I would give you the second team and the third team, but no.
Number four.
Outside of Flag, how many other people? Most of those are not even remotely household names.
Eugene Emeralds announced they're looking to relocate after 70 years. Minor league baseball team down there. They will continue to share PK Park with the Ducks until they find a city. This after the final financial components of a fairgrounds renovation did not materialize, and they also said they tried a PK Park expansion, but they could not get funding.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, Major League Baseball reorganized. They cut some minor league teams, and they put stadium,
new stadium requirements?
Yeah, requirements. So if you didn't meet those and weren't able to come up, that's why the Hops had to build a new stadium. And the Emeralds weren't able to get it done, and that sucks. I never like when minor league sports have been around for a long time are in the fabrics of the community.
Have the Hops built that yet?
I don't believe so. Because it was just across the way from it.
Is it under construction? Give me an update.
I'll take a look.
I want a Hops update.
See what I can do.
I drove by there over the weekend. There is some sort of construction going
Number
on.
Three.
Thank you. Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham has retired after 15 seasons in the NFL, all in Philly.
Yeah, Lane Johnson is the last of their core four that played together for 12 years. It was Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelsey, Brandon Graham and Lane Johnson. And that's a long time for four linemen to stick around. And now we're down to one. And Brandon Graham got to go out on top. Remember, he tore his tricep, was out for most of the year, came back and played in the Super Bowl and got to go out on top. Truly one of the nice guys and has been a fixture in that city for a long time.
He is the team record holder for games played all time for Philly, and he is third in sacks.
By the way, the Hillsborough Hop Ballpark Project will be completed April 3rd in 2026. It's insane.
So next, about a year.
About a year.
So 2 years.
Well, no, April, I mean, no.
Next year.
Next year.
Yeah, it's 2026. Yeah,
2 years.
Why 2 years?
Well, because they're always late with this kind of stuff. You ever had a construction project finish on time?
Probably not, but I would hope not 2 years. So $120 million and about 6,000 people for baseball, 7,000 for concerts. That's the new ballpark.
Indiana is hiring Darren DeVries from West Virginia as their new head basketball coach. Mike Woodson stepping away.
He was there for 1 year and had a press conference when he got hired, saying about how he was sad to leave Drake, but he would only leave Drake for this job because it was special and he'll be there a long time. And by a long time, he meant 1 year.
Yeah, you're talking about DeVries, not Woodson.
Yes.
Yeah, DeVries goes from Drake to West Virginia to Indiana. So three teams again, in 3 years.
Never believe a coach, and this is why I never want to hear anyone bitch about the transfer portal.
First four is going on. We are in the second half. These are 16 seeds. St. Francis, 59. Alabama State, St. Francis, 55. Alabama State, 49. Mm. How about that?
So the winner of this, do they get Duke?
Winner of this gets Auburn.
Auburn
in the South region.
Yeah, and we get North Carolina, San Diego State, a couple of 11 seeds go toe-to-toe tonight at 6:10 on True TV.
That's actually a pretty good game.
Yeah, it's a good little matchup. Good little matchup.
Carolina favored by 4.5, if I'm not mistaken, 5.
Yeah, 4.5, depending on where you're getting.
Dave Bartu, by the way, all over the Wolfpack, in case you heard, not the Wolfpack.
The Aztecs.
The Aztecs.
I thought he liked offensive teams. They're not an offensive team.
I just saw Dave tweeting about it. He's got some metrics that he is all about San Diego State getting points.
Dodgers 4, Cubs 1 in the MLB opener in Tokyo. Pretty boring game, but Shohei Ohtani did manage 2 hits. Yamamoto got the win. They play again tomorrow. Roki Sasaki is going against Justin Steele. Sasaki's first big league start, ironically, in Japan.
I know, kind of cool, right? And then the weird part is they get to come home and play more preseason games before the regular opening.
I saw that 3 of the 4 starters in this series from Japan, 4th from Agricola, Mississippi, population 346.
Slightly different pitching in front of the largest city in the world and then coming from wherever the bum you-know-what Egypt.
Victor Rico's Mexican Food brings you the Hot 5 at 5, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington, now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. A cool sports ranking next on The Fan. We have been corrected. The CIT does still exist.
It
and,
does?
Yeah. Oregon State is in it. They're playing UCF.
God.
But it's not till... Wait.
The Tinkler's still alive?
Yeah, it's not till April.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Well, go... So it's...
Yeah, wait, the first... Yeah, this is 2025.
Are you certain of this?
2025, first round, Las Vegas, Monday, March 31st.
I thought the CIT was played on home courts because...
They're going to Vegas. Tuesday, April 1, Oregon State plays UCF. And then they wrap it up. It kind of coincides with the wrap-up of the Final Four.
Great.
Which cool. is weird.
So...
I'm in.
Is Oregon State fan...
Do we have lines on that yet?
Fired up about that? Anybody?
UCF?
Well, I see the CBI, but every time I'm Googling CIT tournament 2025 bracket, it's giving me nothing.
Well, Google it again.
I mean...
Yeah, just hit enter one more time. See what happens.
I mean, I got right again. CIT tournament 2025. Like, and all that pops up is NIT, NCAA.
I don't know what to tell you. I did the same thing.
And it's CBI bracket.
It says right here, men's CIT tournament schedule. Posted 8 hours ago by AP News. Figure it out.
Who knew? Okay, well, go. This according to College Insider. You sure you're not being ball sacked? Are the Beavs being ball sacked? They think they're going to Vegas and they're just going to show up and it's just an empty arena?
Like, yeah, we're playing in Vegas, but it's not till April. Show up.
I mean, look, maybe basketball is different, but if you tried at the end of my football season to tell me that I had to go play in like the seventh best postseason tournament, I didn't even care about going to play in a bowl game. Like you're gonna tell me I had to go play in this thing?
Colorado's in it.
They're the worst team in the Big 12, for God's sakes.
Yeah, they only won three games in the Big 12.
Yeah, they're the worst team in the Big 12, yeah. Although they beat West Virginia. They kept them out of the tournament. All right, well.
Arizona, I don't know if you watched playing. Arizona State play this year. They were god-awful.
Yeah, they're talking about firing Hurley.
Yeah, they're in it.
So
the Cougs are in it.
So
hell, everybody's in it.
So basically, the worst teams conferences, this is like if you win this, you're king of the dip-esses? Is that what we're doing here?
Well, you can call it what you will.
You win three games in your conference, and you get to go to a postseason tournament. I thought everyone was against participation trophies because that feels like that's what this is.
I prefer to call it good old fashioned competition.
And by the way, now people are saying this is not the CIT; it's the College Basketball Crown Tournament.
That's why you can't find it because they did rename it. That's right.
Well, this says men's CIT tournament schedule.
Well, I think I'm pretty certain that the CIT went away and maybe coming back as the College Basketball Crown Tournament.
A rebrand?
See, now this pops up. College Basketball, it is no longer. It is now the College Basketball Crown. And we do have the guide to all 16 teams in the tournament.
Well, I just told you who was in it.
And by the way, I would like to point out that Ohio State declined.
As they should.
They're like, yeah, no, we're not doing this. Why? Because we're Ohio State, for God's sakes.
Decent little ranking here. Somebody put together and ranked 1 through 90 every Major League Baseball, NFL, and NBA venue.
Okay.
And they did it by average review rating on Yelp, Google, Facebook, and TripAdvisor. So this is not, well, there is subjectivity, but you know what I mean.
That is very subjective because let's be honest, lots of times I leave review on places and it's merely just as a being a jackass.
You take the time to write a review?
Once in a while as a joke review. I don't think I've ever actually reviewed anything seriously other than the Audi dealership in Bellevue, which, by the way, that's the worst dealership in America and it can rot in hell. That is the only real review that I've ever written. But
yeah,
like,
I don't. You're, dude.
Yeah, you're not getting me to write.
You are not getting me to write a review. No. I just won't.
But if it's a place that I like, lots of times I'll leave a little kind of gag sort of review, you know? And it usually just involves like taking a photo of myself being drunk at a place and then being like, oh, this place has a great gimlet or whatnot.
So no real reviews, just bits doing reviews.
Yeah, he's doing bits. Other than Audi of Bellevue, go to hell, you sons of bitches. But yeah, I'm always intrigued by the person that not just leaves a review, but like leaves, like you go to a Major League Baseball stadium and then while like you're leaving, you just think to yourself, I need to write a paragraph on like Safeco Field, or I guess now T-Mobile.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
That just,
like, who are these people?
Yeah, I can't get on board with
that. Do they just have nothing but time on their hands?
Well, they love, everyone nowadays needs their opinion to be heard. And so this is their way, good or bad, that you will hear what I have to say, and you will respect it.
Do they think it's unique?
I don't know.
And that's why people need to hear it?
It's the same thing on Amazon. You ever like go on an Amazon product? There's people that like take photos of the product, them using the product,
yeah.
Like a real detail.
I tell you what.
And then they'll give you this one. By the way, I'll follow up in a few months. They circle back to tell you how the product held up.
There is nothing more diabolical than the person who leaves a 3-star review. It was fine.
Yeah.
Like, it should be 5. If I'm going to leave a review, it's because I loved something 5 stars, yeah, or I hated something 0 stars. Mm, I'm not spending my time telling you it was just okay. Yeah.
I tell you what, I respect it because I do go down there and look at the at the reviews if I'm getting ready to buy something I don't know much about.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, let's see what the people are really saying. I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like on Amazon you can trust it. And on everything else, you can't.
You can't. For some reason, Amazon is the one
you
buy into.
Trust Facebook the least.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing their own research.
I will say that if you see,
I don't
see,
even
like,
have Facebook, but Google reviews,
yeah,
I kind of buy.
Well, if I see an Amazon product and it's got like 10 reviews, I can't pay any attention to it. But if you have 1,000 reviews and they're like 4.8 stars or whatever, you're like, all right,
yeah, like, okay, it populates out quite well.
Yeah.
What about Yelp? Don't you have to have like a subscription?
Yeah, I don't know. Yelp is right out. Yeah. I got no time for Yelp.
I just feel like people are oftentimes manipulating their own reviews. Like there's somebody that I dealt with who has reviews, and I'm telling you, she was the worst person ever.
Yeah.
to deal with and work with.
But she has positive
reviews. Oh my God. I just went and looked at her review. Because I was considering, I was like, you, it was like an Audi of Bellevue experience.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to write a review about this bitch. And I went and looked at her reviews. I'm like, oh my God.
I worked with a gal that
she's going to scrub that instantly.
I worked with a gal that reviewed like every place she ate on Yelp ever. And then she started getting invited to all these soft restaurant openings because they're like, hey, we like what you have to say out here. Would you come and have some free food?
Yeah. And that's the other one. I think some people either get paid or they do it.
Yeah.
You know, they right. want.
It's all set up.
It's all set up. Or you, if you're a small business, you get that where it's like you tell everyone, hey, can you leave me a positive review? And, you know, people will go on there and stack positive reviews up.
Yeah. And that's.
Unless you're out of your Bellevue because you suck so bad that no one could possibly leave you a good review.
I mean, it's cool if you're like, I had a buddy who owns a restaurant. He's like, hey, man, throw a review at them. I mean, all right.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I ever did, but.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I go to a local small business, like the bar I go to, I will leave a funny review on there, but it's a 5-star review. Cause like that.
Now,
that...
do you do that knowing that you're Big Sook and you want people, like, do you think people will know who you are?
No. It's just, you know.
Cause you're famous.
No, I just, you know, I pick something very obscure about the place. And like, I'll focus on that with like the most just random thing that no one would care about. And I like to leave a detailed review about that. And it's just my, you know, hey, 5-star. Cause I assume anytime no one's reading the review, they're just like, oh, it's a 5-star review. And you move on from there.
Okay. So every Major League Baseball, NFL and NBA venue ranked 1 through 90, I will tell you where Moda Center lands. Hmm. Do you think it's good or bad?
It's bad.
Okay. And who do you think wins? Of all the... Now, this is not hockey. It's just baseball, football, and basketball.
Baseball, football, basketball.
Yeah, and pros.
Okay. Well, I would assume it's one of two things. It's either one of the amazing new arenas. Like, I've heard amazing things about the Minnesota's new football stadium.
Okay.
U.S. Bank. I've heard, like, PNC Park in Pittsburgh. People will not shut up about it. Wrigley and Fenway have to have amazing reviews.
Yeah, I'm wondering how, like, historic places stack up against new places. Because, like, I think about the new, like, Clippers, like, Intuit Dome or whatever that Ballmer built. Like, that's supposed to be awesome. But how does that stack up against a place like a Wrigley?
Yeah.
Guess what? You're going to find out.
Can't wait.
Coming up next. Here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late, 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, TGL is over. Atlanta advances to the finals. We've now lost two bets in a row.
First time all season, I think.
So I'm flipping over to the St. Francis Red Flash v. Alabama State Hornets.
By the way, great nicknames.
Great little nickname battle.
Yeah, in the first four.
Is this coming down to the wire, maybe?
It is.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
62, 66 now?
So, ranked by average review rating on Yelp, Google, Facebook, and TripAdvisor, somebody put together 1 through 90, the top and top to bottom venues, Major League Baseball, NFL, and NBA.
Sure.
Okay, so again, this is customer reviews. So, who do you think won it out of all of those?
It's going to be one of the new stadiums. It'll be like U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota or... like the new where the Clippers play. What is it? The
Intuit Dome.
Intuit Dome. It'll be something like that. It'll be one of the new ones that's been built in the last couple years.
Wrong.
Fake news. Fenway, Wrigley,
Lambeau Field.
Oh, well, there you go.
Number one.
Okay.
And I've never been to Lambeau, but I've heard great things about Lambeau Field and the experience at Lambeau Field, even though it is old.
Yeah.
PNC Park of the Pirates is number two.
There you go. That was one of the ones that we threw out. That every single year, I hear more and more people that just rave about it. And that, I've seen all the big Major League Baseball stadiums. I haven't seen it. There's no more historic stadiums that I haven't been to. I would say PNC Park is probably the top stadium that I would like to go to that I've yet to see from a Major League Baseball standpoint.
Number three is Camden Yards in Bullmore.
Interesting.
Great park.
It is a great park.
And by the way, that's the one that started the whole, like, stadiums have been built because of Camden Yards than any other. That was the whole start.
Super successful.
Yeah, of the
turnover,
retro look. I mean, anything from Safeco to PNC, they're all built on the premise of Camden Yards.
Number four is Dynamite. Bush Stadium in St. Louis.
Never been to that one.
It's wonderful.
That's one I haven't been. I've driven by it, but I have not had a chance to actually go in and see it.
And number five is Oracle Park, where the San Francisco Giants play.
That's right. Yeah, great game day
and
experience.
It's great.
That throws me for a loop because I still think of it as AT&T Park.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't argue with that. In fact, outside of Wrigley and Fenway, which are just different, I mean, because there's just so much history there, and I haven't obviously been to every Major League Baseball park, the best stadium is Oracle Park. I don't think I've seen a baseball game at a better venue. I have a little soft spot in my heart for Chavez Ravine, but Chavez Ravine, as great as it is not. Like, walking down there, it's easy accessible. You can ride your scooter down there. There's a million different ways to get to it. Right there on the water. Not a bad seat in the house. Dude, Oracle Park is freaking fantastic. That is a gem in that city.
So,
what would be your favorite baseball?
Baseball?
Baseball is better than anything
baseball?
Else.
Okay. I enjoyed Fenway better than Wrigley, even though they're both wonderful.
Yeah.
I love Kansas City's park.
Yeah.
They did a great job with it. Yeah. Petco Park has grown on me over the years.
Yeah, Petco's nice.
I like Chavez Ravine, but it's not number one. I'm trying to think if there's one I mean, Camden is up there.
Yeah.
Bush is amazing.
Let's see what But can you go ahead and cut that? I feel like we need that Bush is amazing drop.
Tie game, 31 seconds.
Yeah.
68-68.
Are we going St. Francis on this one? I'm rooting for the Lord.
I think Buck has a bet on this. Who we got, Buck?
I got a money line on Alabama State.
Oh. So who are you rooting for now? You rooting for our boy?
Yeah, I'll
Buckley
side with
Brackets.
Buck. Well, I was trying to root on the side of the Lord, but
Buckley Brackets already lost because the Bay Hill lost. Or not Bay Hill.
Oh, there's a lot of things going on here. There's not just one bet out there.
he had a TGL Tuesday.
Like, it's not just one bet.
He had a TGL Tuesday moneyline parlay with the Dodgers this morning, the Bay Club in TGL, who already bit the S, and then Alabama State, and who else is in it?
North Carolina to win.
Yeah, so that bet's dead. Mm. Worst, bottom five. This is, again, every Major League Baseball, NFL, and NBA venue ranked number 1 through 90 based on average review rating on Yelp, Google, Facebook, and TripAdvisor.
Tropicana Field will be the worst.
It is not in the bottom five.
Really?
Does the recently vacated Oakland Coliseum make
the list? Oh, yes. That's good.
Oakland Coliseum is second to last at 89.
Yes, I have seen a couple games there. That is a dump of galactic proportions.
By the way, Tropicana Field is at number 80.
I'm sorry. I need to know who is ranked worse than Tropicana Field. That thing is such a sterile piece of crap. I would rather see a game. I've seen obviously more games at Tropicana than I have anything other than probably in Seattle. But I think I've seen three games at the Oakland Coliseum, and I'm telling you, I will take the Oakland Coliseum and all of its crappery over the Trop.
At least it's outside.
At least it's outside, and there's a, when you go to a game there, there's almost a lovable feel to it. It's like when you were a kid, did everyone have that one buddy that had like maybe he had a Pinto or he drove his mom's old minivan, and it was such a piece of crap,
a nostalgic old haunt,
that it kind of became it was the lovable loser.
Yeah,
that's
a
little bit of what the Coliseum was. The Tropicana is just, it just sucks. But it doesn't suck bad enough to where it's cooler retro.
So I can tell you that one of the venues that sucks worse than Tropicana Field on this list is in Portland.
Oh, they say Moda Center is
Moda
worse?
Center, 82nd out of 90.
Boy, look, here's my thing. Like, one, it is not worse than Tropicana. Moda Center suffers from two things. One, it might be the worst located ballpark of any stadium I've ever been to. There's no bars. It's hard to get to. There's nothing. We have a view of the homeless shelter and the silo. And it is older, but...
Well, that would...
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably getting some reviews on that.
Yeah.
You know, Chase Center, Buck, is 83rd. Why is that? That's where the Warriors play.
I would guess that because it's so new and they really, I mean, everything there is super expensive because of it being new and in the Bay Area. Yeah. My guess is they earn a lot of bad reviews because people don't like how expensive it is, even though it's probably decent for viewing and stuff like that.
I've seen a concert there. I was there for the opening of the Chase Center. Saw the first thing that was there. I thought it was really cool, but again, that was a concert venue. I've never seen a game there.
So
and
the bottom,
it is expensive.
Bottom four, 87, Levi's Stadium, San Francisco, or Niners.
That's a great one. It's new and nice, but there's zero character. It's way the hell out of the way. It's not in a strip mall in
Santa Clara.
And it's near nothing, and it gets too hot.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
The people don't like it.
I had a buddy that went down for the Pac-12 title game when Utah played Washington, and he said it was one of the worst. He just said the whole thing.
I went to an Oregon-Cal game there as well. Your Cal was renovating their stadium.
It
sucks. Terrible.
Probably a raucous atmosphere for
it's
that.
It's a $1.2 billion hole in the ground. It's awful.
They absolutely screwed the pooch on that one.
Number 88 surprises me. Allegiant Stadium in Vegas.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
People don't like it.
Again, I wonder if that's the Chase Center thing where it's like everyone thinks it's just too expensive because it's new. I don't know.
I guess, yeah. I mean, if someone hits you up for $200 parking, and it is $200
parking. Remember we saw that $300 pepperoni pizza or whatever it was that they had there?
But it looks really nice.
And Oakland Coliseum 89. You know who's 90? We're missing one. The worst one on the whole list.
What
venue in sports.
What sport?
NFL.
NFL. Oh, what is an NFL just absolute crap hole? Because most of the NFL stadiums have been torn down and redone. I think almost everyone
has. Not this one.
Who am I missing here? Are we talking Jacksonville? But they had a Super Bowl.
Did you see that buzzer beater?
Does that count? There was a lot going on, and I don't have any sound. That was wild.
They didn't start the clock nearly in time, did
so
they?
So what is going to happen
there's 0.7
here?
Left, so why wouldn't that count?
But they didn't start it
because
at all.
They waited to start the clock forever.
Uh-oh.
The clock operator, Aaron Dayton. We got drama.
Oh, boy.
Here, watch this. Okay, so the guy's full court heave. Like
baseball pass.
Christian Leitner style.
Tipped.
The ball bounces around under the basket. Some guy just picks it up in garbage buckets.
I think it's going to count.
For the
my
win.
Goodness. Except it's...
Alabama State would win.
Well, they put a second on the clock, so St. Francis is going to get a, They're going to heave at least.
Boy, they got lucky there.
How much time was left when he threw the pass?
3.4. Watch this.
Clock shouldn't start till it touches somebody. So.
Right there.
Boom. And then, you know what? That's legit.
It is. It's legit.
My God. I can't believe that went in.
Buckley with a dub.
Dude, maybe.
That is, no offense to Christian Laettner, that's a more insane play than Laettner's.
It is, yeah.
Holy crap.
Nobody that's like Laettner's meets that Bluegrass City Miracle, that touchdown throw that like bops around and then gets caught in the back of the end zone.
That thing is ridiculous. And that's how you make the tournament. Holy. Now watch Francis hit a. They got 1 second. They can hit a three here.
God, you got to love
better
journey.
Not foul.
I was guessing. Is the Dolphins pro player or whatever the hell that thing is down in Miami?
Ooh.
No, that's called Hard Rock Stadium, and it's 62nd on the list.
I'm trying to think. They're trying to redo it right now, and no one wants it. Where the Redskins or the Commanders play.
Can't say that, dude.
I'm sorry. They're still the
it's okay. Yeah. The Commanders Field, yes, is number 90.
What is that called? Is that still?
It's called Commanders Field.
Commanders Field.
Yeah.
FedEx doesn't want their name on it anymore.
I don't know. Maybe that deal ended.
Yeah. By the way, no one, now that they're good, watch someone step up. But they've been trying to build a new stadium there for years, and no one wants anything to do with it.
So every pro sports venue in the U.S., hockey aside, ranked number 1 through 90. Number 1 is Lambeau Field. The last place is Commanders Field. Some other notables, Lumen Field, Seattle, is number 6.
Huh.
Just missed the top 5.
Really? Well, their home field advantage is now Bubkiss. I don't know if you've seen the numbers, but it used to be one of the toughest places to play, and it's not anymore. But I give Lumen...
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm surprised it's number 6.
I don't know if I... Yeah, I certainly wouldn't put it near the top of anything, but I think Lumen and T-Mobile, I think, how about this? Those are both solid parks, but I would say T-Mobile better than Lumen.
T-Mobile is number 23.
Okay. I'd That seems more like I flipped those.
Moda Center, number...
I've heard really good stuff. I haven't seen one yet about Climate Pledge, though.
And that's where?
That's hockey, so it wouldn't be on here.
Oh, yeah, because they don't have
it. They don't have basketball yet, but I've heard wonderful things about Climate Pledge.
Yeah, Moda Center, number 82, terrible. Notables, Fenway, number 7, Wrigley, number 8, AT&T Stadium in Dallas, number 24 out of 90, and Yankee Stadium, number 37. Mm. Buck, you mentioned the Clippers Arena. What's it called again?
The Intuit Dome?
Intuit Dome.
Yeah, it may not be on there because it's too new. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be too new.
Because it just opened this season.
Yeah, people say that thing is crazy. Like, they hit it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. There it is. It's 84th.
This has got to be price related for all of these. With Allegiant, Chase, and this one.
Because these stadiums that they're built are first class.
State of the art. Yeah.
State of the art.
People with ownership that really cares. Yeah.
Bitching because of the money.
Yeah, they just...
It's too expensive.
And I'm sure they just sock you at every single turn. By the way, I'm not trying to be like the alarmist or whatever, but... Uh-oh. Well, I mean, so we got Moda Center, which is 82nd. Mm-hmm. Dude, that thing was built in 95.
I know. It's time to get a new one.
Yeah, and I don't...
Or upgrade it.
Well, I don't know what you... I mean...
Isn't it now like the second oldest arena in the league behind MSG?
Yeah, it's
I think it's right up there.
And it's not a great arena. I just don't know... I mean, the only reason we have that in the first place is because Paul built it. Jody's not building one. We're not selling the team anytime soon. It's just... I don't know. That's always one of those that worries me a bit. Now, I don't think the NBA would ever allow Portland to leave. They saw what a disaster Seattle was, but... Oh, that just... I don't like that feeling of having the worst arena in the league and no owner or a city that's willing to build a new one.
4, 5, 6. There are 7 arenas older than Moda.
Okay.
Boston opened, I mean, same time. TD Garden opened at the same time.
Except that's viewed as nice. And
yeah, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, which is in Cleveland, opened that same year. Same as the new United Center.
Yeah.
The oldest, of course, is Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's fine.
And the Target Center in Minneapolis was built in 1991.
And I know they've done some stuff to upgrade Moda, and they've tweaked it a little bit. It just...
It sucks.
If you've been to any of the new arenas, then you walk into Moda Center,
It's bad. It's like you know what it's got the feel of now? It's kind of got the old feel when you used to walk into the Coliseum after the bright and shiny... Moda Center.
Yeah, you're like, eh.
You're like, oof.
Yeah.
It feels like that now. Yeah.
If you go see a game somewhere else and then you go back and see one in Portland, it certainly has that, ugh. But again, we don't have an owner. that's going to do anything. And do you think, push come to shove, gun to their head, even if it meant the Blazers leaving, you really think the city's ponying up any sort of significant money to build a new basketball arena?
No.
I mean,
Blazers just better get it done.
Yeah, it's just not what we do. So you better hope that whenever they sell, you sell to someone that's willing to drop $2 billion on a new stadium, because that's what it'll be.
His name's Phil Knight, and he's on line one.
Oh,
and I don't
put
know
him on.
I don't know even know where you build it, to be honest with you, because you can't build one. You can't tear down Moda because there's no place to play while you rebuild it, and I don't know where you would put the new. Maybe you buy Lloyd Center and you put it there. I don't know.
Red Tail. You talked to the Portland Diamond Project.
I think that's a little. I think that ship may have sailed. And I'll tell you what, you want to piss some people off, put the stadium out there.
What about right where the those hotels are, right on the water on I-5, like right on the Columbia?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Right there.
Yeah.
So you get the Vancouverites can jump over, yeah, and the Portlandites can jump up.
You're going to get a lot of people that will complain again because you're putting it extreme. I think the one good thing that Moe Center has is that it's kind of centrally located, right?
Well, then put it there and build crap around it.
I just don't know where you'd, like, in order to build it, you would have to play at Moda while you build the new one. So it's not feasible to tear down Moda Center and build it right where it's at.
Play at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
It's still up.
That's
for some reason.
It's going to be a new. How about you just tear down the Coliseum?
Tracy Morgan follow-up next on The Fan. Quick follow-up from last night's program. We discussed this story in the club last night as it happened, where Tracy Morgan puked on the Knicks court.
Yeah. And then we felt bad because...
I did not.
Well...
But I did preemptively apologize.
It's kind of like hitting a provisional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I hit a provisional.
We weren't certain where the first tee shot went.
We got into a whole thing about grown men should be able to control their puke.
Yeah.
And
women
too. Well, I'm sorry, what?
Grown women too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Adults.
Yeah. Adult
you
human being.
Sexist bastard. Are you saying that women are so weak that they can't control their vomit?
No.
Look, say what you will. I am for equality. Call me a bit of a feminist. I believe that women also should be able to control their puke.
So the whole social media thing when Morgan puked was like, oh, I hope he's okay. Like, oh my God, this is really serious. Yeah,
pray for Tracy.
And I'm like, come on, man.
Chances are he got housed.
He got housed and puked like a child. Like, what the hell?
And then got wheeled out on a...
On a wheelchair, no less.
Paul Pierce style.
At any rate, I preemptively apologize for that in case something serious was going on. Yeah. He has explained, and he is claiming food poisoning.
I don't know if I'm buying
my ass. Yeah.
Food poisoning?
Dude got drunk again.
Yeah, and by the way, he is an alcoholic. He had to have kidney replacement because of his alcoholism. He claims that he has been sober, but...
he ain't sober.
I wonder.
Why do you guys do this?
I don't know. I think celebrities do this a lot. Celebrities love to talk
all
about sobriety
time.
When sobriety is more of a loose term.
I get that you don't want people to know that you are drunk again because you have battled alcoholism and people know that.
Sure.
Okay, so I get that.
Yeah.
But why are you lying? Like, just don't say anything. Or,
I don't know. When the last time a case of food poisoning sent you on a wheelchair and, like, they showed him in the hospital and he had a bunch of monitors hooked up all over him?
All the sensors. You're like, yeah, sure.
Food poisoning? And then, of course, then people were like, you jerks, he was in a terrible car accident. He was.
Unrelated to him.
This has
nothing
everywhere. He's fine.
Yeah, he had a traumatic brain injury, but like he's fine. He's fully recovered. That didn't have anything to do with you puking on the floor.
He was able-bodied when he showed up at MSG.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I get in a car accident and I can just puke wherever I want now?
Yeah. You're living now.
That's evidently how the listeners' logic. Do they even think before they text in?
There were a lot of the virtue signaling. How dare you criticize Tracy Morgan? You should be praying for Tracy Morgan, you son of a bitch.
Well, Tracy also said, you know, now the Knicks are 1-0 every time he pukes on the floor, so.
I don't pray.
I just, no.
So I won't pray for him?
No.
But, I mean, I don't wish ill will on him. I just think it's absurd to be a grown man and you freaking projectile vomit courtside at a Knicks game.
It's insane.
It's obscene.
Well, I'll go back to my original comment. you should, most of the time when you're getting ready to throw up, you should feel it coming. And as someone who has had food poisoning, because I eat like a campground raccoon, you know when you know if you have food poisoning, you are aware, hey, I don't feel good.
Oh,
obviously I ate something.
Doesn't it like linger there for an hour before you, and then you feel miserable and then your next 12 hours are wrecked?
And chances are it's coming top and tails. Like, we've all been there. So the fact that you were courtside and just randomly you started, you know, yakking the brown, I don't know. I'm not certain I buy it.
I'm certain I don't buy it.
Again, it's like when
I retract my apology.
It's like when like Amy Winehouse goes to the hospital for exhaustion.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exhaustion?
How about just shut up about Amy Winehouse's condition? I mean, we all know she was a mess.
Yeah.
So it's like just,
it's not exhaustion.
When she's in the hospital, we can put two and two together. We don't need a statement leading us off the scent.
Well, I think obviously their PR people think that they have curried some sort of favor with their fan bases and the public, and like letting that slip away after you've earned it back, like they can't possibly fathom, so they like lie about it to try to hold
Does anybody buy that?
I don't know. Probably not. Or maybe the dum-dums.
I'm guessing, yeah, because I saw people online, you know, the course that had to be like, oh, Tracy, I'm so happy. Everything's great.
Thank God he's all right.
Thank God he's all right. I just want someone to own it. Remember when Bublé got all high at the All-Star game?
We have that audio. That's great.
I thought it was acid.
Did he drop acid?
I think it was mushrooms.
Yeah.
Well, we can find out. Hold on.
Yeah, one of Bublé was playing in the NHL All-Star like celebrity game. It's like in the post-game interview, someone was asking him what was going on out there. He seemed a little out of it. Bublé's like, I'll be honest with you. I took some LSD or I took some mushrooms.
No, it was shrooms.
Shrooms.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, my buddy said it was like I think he claimed it was like a microdose, and he's like, it was not. So he's like, basically, I was tripping balls the entire time. Like, I need that. I need that.
Would Bublé be cool to hang out with?
I don't know much about Bublé, but the fact that he went in front of like the national press, like in Canada or wherever that, I think it was in Toronto, and did that, that kind of makes me want to hang out with Bublé. Where he didn't do that, like, hey, Michael, are you okay out there? And instead of doing that, yeah, I was feeling a little weird, and, you know, I was nervous and had some butterflies in my stomach. He's like, nah, I was just tripping balls. I appreciate people that have some GD honesty about that.
I can't find the audio, but he basically said, yeah, I had a friend told me that he was giving me a microdose, and I thought it was going to be cool, and he did not give me a microdose, and I thought I was out there doing Blades of Glory and didn't really know where I was, but it was awesome.
Right? And what is wrong?
What an exciting time.
With a grown man or woman, because I'm not sexist like Rob, what's wrong with every now and then being like, what happened, dude? I tied one on. took a bunch of drugs, didn't go my way, rolled the dice, came up snake eyes. It happens. People that can just admit.
Yeah.
Like when McConaughey got arrested for the naked bongos, McConaughey did the same thing. He's like, yeah, it was.
What did he do? I don't remember what he got. I remember that story, but what did he say?
He was high off his ass.
And he said that.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's great.
And he's like, dude, I was playing naked bongos. What do you think I was doing in my yard? Yeah, you know.
Well, you're right. It's like if you're Winehouse and you just say, look, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
I think people would appreciate that and like you would get more support from that than lying to them.
Yes. That's why Charles Barkley is such a treat. Barkley's like, yeah, it's like I drink too much, gamble too much. It's like, see, you're honest about it.
All right.
Like we all, you know, we all have our vices, but Tracy Morgan, apparently his vice is food poisoning, if you believe that.
How much for a White Lotus themed world tour from Four Seasons? Can you afford it? Next on The Fan.